Look, it was going to be afternoons at one point. I think it's tough to break down organised sides again that we come across more and more in this league.
Yeah, to be honest, the first half I don't think we played that well. Didn't move the ball quickly enough. But after the start half time, we came and had a bit more impetus, and I think it's a sign of a, the side that's going to be up there if you're winning games when you don't play your best kind of thing. So very pleasing on that respect. It keeps a run going.
Yeah, the thing is, looking at last week's game and this week's game, I can't think of any shots against us on target. Well, it was one last week. We said it with had nothing to in the second half, pretty much. Can't think of any of the heads on to do. So, it sets up to the where this team defending from the back.
You had that stability, don't you? Of back four, and I think we'll always score goals. Don't come back to back me, but I think just making sure that we do. Concentrate on our defending, as well as last week. It's another clean sheet, and the defenders can go away from that. Pleased with their work, and obviously the two goals. The defender got one of them as well.
And the good thing is, it's patience, because times we'll struggle to score goals. You think we're never going to score because it's hurrying about and shooting from 45 yards.
When you get that and you add that little bit of patience, move people about, teams will tire against us because we do tend to keep the ball quite well. So, that's a pleasing aspect of it. I think when you get a bit anxious and, like you say, you start making the wrong decisions, and very rarely then will that pay off for you.
If you had a door, which presumably when you go to Moston you will have a door, would you be expecting a certain Mr. Motter to be knocking at it before Boxing Day?
No, not really, because he's going home.
All right, fair enough then. On to that one then.
All right. He's going back to Paris he'll miss the next two games, which is unfortunate, but I think he was a bit worried that whether we'd not to be too happy about it, but he's certainly showed in every game that he's played and in training that he's got a talent.
He's going to bring that little bit of something special in a game like this today, isn't he?
He went on and he's a crowd pleaser as well as producing the goods as well, so like you say, it's very pleasing.
And finally now, three games. The cliche time of year for the busy period, but three games in quick succession, and they're all games where we've done okay and struggled at Ashton, Buxton and Trafford. There's never any easy games,
we've just got to go out there with the mentality that we seem to have within the group now and make sure that make sure we approach each game in the right manner and concentrate on what we can do, and I'm sure if we do that and we put the weight rate in, whatever happens is that we can do.
So one quick last question, think of it is obviously this week the goalkeeper situation, so I suppose we got the fellow from Huddersfield in on loan till the middle of January.
Yeah.
But are there any other long term plans for?
Yeah, I've been given permission to speak to a goalkeeper, Dave Carnell. I'll be doing that. Like I say, we've got Ed and I thought, for a debut, probably the first time he's played in front of a crowd like that, and I thought he did excellently well. So it'd be good to report back to Huddersfield on what he's done today, and I'm sure he enjoyed it as well.
So, see you next week.
Brilliant.